The Pentagon, under court order, has released documents that contain the names and nationalities of hundreds of detainees that are being held at the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Most of the detainees were captured when the U.S. went to war in Afghanistan in late 2001. The Bush administration had refused to provide any information about those prisoners. The Pentagon posted these documents on its website only in response to a Freedom of Information request that was upheld by a federal judge. NPR's defense correspondent Vicki O'Hara joins us. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Susan.
Human rights groups have been demanding information about the detainees for 4 years now, I think. And do these documents give a full accounting of who is behind the bars there in Guantanamo?
No, not at all. The Pentagon says there are about 490 detainees currently held in Guantanamo. And these documents are transcripts of 317 hearings by military panels that reviewed detainee cases. Also, some detainees refused to take part in those hearings, so there is no information about those people. What we do have in these documents is 5,000 pages of transcripts of hearings, not a list of names and nationalities. Uh-huh. To find names or country of origin, you have to read through all of those pages. And then occasionally during the questions and answers, you will find the name mentioned or the country of origin. And I should also mention that these documents actually were made available last year, but at that was also in response to a Freedom of Information request. Mm-hmm. But at that time, the names and countries had been blacked out.
Yeah, but you still have to do a whole lot of hunting and picking in order to find out information. This administration has been so secretive about this. What is there to learn from the documents once you've done the hunting and picking?
Well, there is a partial list of names, and if you read through the material, there is considerable detail about the circumstances in which people were captured, what they were doing, why they were doing it, and families who are missing relatives, you know, what one would think, could read through this material and perhaps ascertain whether their son, husband, daughter actually is at Guantanamo. But what I found really interesting about the documents is the stories of the people who were being held. You know, we've known nothing about these people. Mm-hmm. And the documents are just very interesting snapshots. For instance, there is the 16-year-old boy who from Afghanistan who claims he was captured by the Taliban and beaten, you know, and he's accused of working with the Taliban. There's the ethnic Uyghur from China who says he was trying to learn how to fight the Chinese government.
Mm-hmm. Vicki, what's the reason that the White House is so adamant about not releasing names and identities?
The Pentagon says that identifying detainees could put the prisoners or their families at risk, the rationale being that if they're identified and they cooperate with interrogators, Al-Qaeda might retaliate. Human rights groups, of course, say that not identifying the prisoners leads to abuse, and they also say that the families of these people have a right to know what has happened to their husbands, sons, or perhaps daughters.
Mm-hmm. Can we briefly now expect more documents anytime soon?
Journalists and human rights groups are certainly going to fight for it. They're not going to be satisfied with this. They will go back to court.
Thank you very much. NPR's defense correspondent, Vicki O'Hara.
Thank you.